Set sail for a week at sea with the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff, and the Word. This coming May 9th through May 16th, 2010. The seven-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from Tampa, Florida, and sails to four beautiful Caribbean ports like Grand Cayman, Belize, and Cozumel aboard the luxurious Carnival Legend. Enjoy a time of great fellowship and daily teaching from God's Word with Hank. Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp leads worship.
Considering it's Mother's Day, a great time to honor your mom and husbands, to honor your wives. Bring them on a great vacation. Let them relax in the beautiful Caribbean sunshine.
To participate in this event, you must register with our friends at Sovereign Cruises by calling 877-768-2784, extension 101, or by going online at equip.org.
Join us this year for the trip of a lifetime.
For centuries, two questions have challenged the Christian faith.
In a world with thousands of religions and gods, why is Jesus the only way to salvation? How could a loving God, the God of the Bible, create a world filled with evil and suffering?
Based on Lee Strobel's best-selling book, The Case for Faith examines two of the biggest objections to Christianity, emotional barriers to faith that have challenged believers and skeptics alike. The Case for Faith DVD also includes more than an hour of specially produced bonus features that will help you face the toughest questions about God and the Christian life.
Order The Case for Faith, The Case for Christ, and The Case for a Creator DVDs in the Lee Strobel 3-disc collection by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Live from the Christian Research Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, this is the Bible Answer Man with Hank Hanegraaff. To join us on the air, just dial toll-free 1-888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. To find out more about the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, just log on to our website at www.equip.org. Now, here's the host of the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you, Randy. And while you're on our website at equip.org, check out the Battle for the Bible. It's the 2010 CRI National Conference. It takes place Friday, May 7th through Saturday, May 8th. Also, check out our cruise, all of that on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Do remember, Monday through Friday at this time, your question on air when you dial 888-ASK. Hank, let's go right to our callers. First up is Elizabeth, listening on KFAX in California. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Hank. Thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I was wondering if I have some people that I wanted to get Crazy Love by Francis Chan.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the reviews, though, I've noticed is that if you aren't very spiritually mature, that they might see it as a works-based salvation. And so I want to know if you knew anything about the book.
Well, unfortunately, I have not read the book myself. I've heard good things about it, but I haven't had a chance to read it. And so I'm going to have to defer that question to our research staff. And if you hang on, we'll find a way to get back to you with an answer to the question.
Okay, thank you very much.
You got it, Elizabeth. Thank you for your call. Back to the phone lines. Corey, listening in Big Sandy, Texas. Hi, Corey.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I have two quick questions for you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay. I just accepted my calling into the ministry in January, and I just really have a desire for truth. And I was wondering, I was taught that Jesus Christ was crucified on a Friday, but in the Bible, it seems not to give that account, so I wanted some clarification on that. And also, I was speaking with a fellow minister not too long ago, and he kind of dispelled the fact of salvation by grace alone. He felt that James was clear on that, so I wanted some clarification on that as well.
Sure, yeah. I'll be able to clarify both of those issues for you. The first issue having to do with the 3 days and the three nights, and the Gospels actually tell us that Jesus died on the day before the Sabbath, which is Friday, and then rose on the day after the Sabbath, which is Sunday.
Okay.
So that's clearly what the Gospels say. And there's no need to literalistically demand that 72 hours are accounted for. And that's particularly evident in light of Jesus' own contention that he would rise on the third day, not after the third day and night had ended.
Okay.
So if you look at the Gospel accounts, they unanimously agree that Jesus died on the day of preparation, which is Friday, and also is the day leading up to the beginning of the Sabbath at sundown. And the Gospels also clearly are in harmony regarding the discovery of Christ's resurrection early in the morning on the day following the Sabbath. In other words, Sunday, the first day of the week. And if you look at how this cashes out, you see that Jesus' sacrificial death and miraculous resurrection on the third day is the archetype. It's the fulfillment of Old Testament types, including the Passover lamb, Jonah's preservation for 3 days and three nights, and the restoration of Israel on the third day, which was prophesied by Hosea the prophet. So I think the real issue here that people struggle with is they say, well, this isn't 72 hours, and therefore it's not 3 days. But this text does not demand 72 hours. It demands 3 days, or parts of 3 days. And in Jewish idiom, any part of a day counted as a day-night unit.
Okay.
Yeah, and as far as the James passage is concerned, let me look it up for you quickly. But James does say, "What good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such a faith save him?" Well, no, such a faith cannot save him. We are saved by the kind of faith that produces good works. We're not saved by mere intellectual assent. So works are not a condition of justification, but works are the consequence of justification. So again, I think that the Scriptures clearly teach that we're saved by faith alone, but the kind of faith that saves us is never faith that is alone. And the Reformers had a way of putting that. They said justification is by faith alone, but not by a faith that is alone. So they kind of captured that couplet to communicate the fact that if you are genuinely saved, works are a consequence of that salvation.
Exactly. Okay, that clarified. I just accepted my calling to the ministry, and I want to just make sure that I'm clear and I know what I'm speaking.
Okay. I've dealt with that in a number of different places. In fact, I think I've dealt with both questions in the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, which is available through the ministry. That might be a good book for you to really root yourself in, because it deals with most of the common objections to the historic Christian faith, Bible difficulties, issues with respect to cults, world religions, the very questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith.
Exactly. And I can order that through the website, you said?
Yeah, you can hang on to order it, or just go to equip.org.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for you taking my call, Hank. I really appreciate it.
And may God bless you in the ministry.
Thank you. God bless you as well.
Thank you, my friend. Want to go back to the phone lines, talk to Travis, listening on Bot Radio in Fremont, Nebraska. Hi, Travis.
Hi, Hank. Good to talk to you again. I talked to you last November about the Magi, and you were really insightful. I appreciate it.
You got it.
I have a study question I'm working with, and it's kind of a long one if you have a second. Does divorce automatically disqualify a person from ministries in a church, such as a leadership position, or can a person demonstrate repentance, recovery, growth, maturity after divorce, and eventually, again, be considered for a leadership position? How does that weigh out biblically for you? I've been looking in the Bible, but I'm getting mixed messages right now.
Yeah, well, there's no question in my mind that God uses broken people, and He restores them, and He takes even the years that the locusts have eaten and uses them for his greater good and for his glory. So if leadership in churches depended on perfect people, the churches would have no leadership whatsoever. So the notion, biblically speaking, is that God restores those who are broken and he uses them. And David, I think, is the quintessential example. If there's anyone that would not be used of God, it would be King David. Not only did he commit adultery, but he murdered Uriah the Hittite on the battlefront so he could take his wife. He also counted a census in direct defiance to God. And yet when he repented, as we see in Psalm 51, God condescended to use him. So he took a broken vessel that cried out, "Save me from blood guilt, O God, the God who saves me, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness." He took that broken confession of David and restored David and used David such that we are still blessed by the writing of David today. Now, I don't want to be cavalier about sin. Consequences to sin, including divorce, follow inexorably like night follows day. But it certainly does not in any way preclude God using you in the ministry as an elder or a deacon or even a pastor. When you come to faith in Christ, however, this is what you say: I repent of my sin, and I'm going to do it God's way now. I may fall, but I'm going to turn my willer in a different direction. I want to follow God's precepts and do it his way. So, as a born-again believer that has realized they're a sinner, repented of their sin, and received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you are now not going to consider a divorce. That's in your past. Now you're going to understand that love is a commitment. Feelings ebb and flow, but that commitment never changes. So you have a completely different kind of an idea with respect to marriage. Your affections are for your wife alone, and therefore you can be a model in the church and say, I used to do it this way, now I do it this way, I'm following God's way. So as a deacon and an elder in the church, though you were broken before you came to faith in Christ, as a believer, you're now modeling the precepts of the kingdom. And I think that the broken life, again, is a demonstration of how God uses broken people to fulfill his purposes for his pleasure, for the extension of his kingdom, not by might nor by power, but by his Spirit. Going to have to leave it at that. Coming up to station break, we'll be back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. On the other side of the break, do check out the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can give there in a safe, secure fashion. Again, equip.org.
Islam and Judaism swear that the resurrection of Jesus Christ never happened. Jehovah's Witnesses claim that Jesus' physical body was discarded, destroyed, or dissolved into gases. Jesus' seminar fellows laugh it off as mere wishful thinking. What is the truth? What if Jesus was not raised from the dead? If that's the case, there's no Christianity, no heaven, no hope, and no future. It all boils down to what happened on the third day. Read this riveting account and you'll be equipped with all the key historical facts and irrefutable evidence that point to Christ's resurrection. You can order this important resource by visiting our website at equip.org or by contacting our resource consultants by phone at 888-7000-274. We'll return to the Bible Answer Man after this short break. Don't touch that dial.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers concise and well-crafted answers to over 170 questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus all new answers to some of today's tenacious questions such as, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan? And did Jesus make a crucial historical blunder in the Gospel of Mark? And that's not all. With each entry, Hank offers scripture references specifically related to the subject matter and recommends resources for further study to better equip you. Get your copy of this attractive 550-page leather hardbound book when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.
Multitudes of Christians have been given a wildly distorted understanding of the biblical teaching about faith. In the late 20th century, Word of Faith teachers such as Kenneth Hagin and Benny Hinn were at the fore.
The Bible declares clearly that faith is a force.
In the early 21st century, they are overshadowed by a new breed of prosperity preachers with rock star platforms like Joel Osteen and Paula White.
God said to challenge the people to give $66.12 according to Psalm 66:12. When you put your faith with the word, then you have mandated results.
Hank gives hope and truth to the millions trapped in the faith movement in his landmark book, Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. To get your copy of Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, call 888-7000-CRI or go online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the autographed and limited leather editions.
Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed on today's religious movements and scriptural insights needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal.
The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. profoundly changed America with his nonviolent resistance to racial segregation and discrimination, but his philosophy and theology include some dubious beliefs and influences. In this installment of our Philosophers series, we consider how evangelicals should view this complicated African-American leader whose birthday is now marked by a national holiday. In this issue, you'll also find insightful articles on the biblical view of divorce and remarriage. How should Christians handle tithing in the current economic climate? The internet mission field, and all of our regular features that you've come to enjoy.
Call CRI and start your subscription today, 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it online at equip.org.
Apart from the resurrection, there's little point of celebrating either Christmas or Easter. Are you able to explain the historical truth of the resurrection to skeptics? Well, this month, for your gift to the Christian Research Institute, Hank would like to send you his new feet flip chart. Presented in memorable form, the feet flip chart is a complete defense of Christ's death and resurrection. Don't delay. Request your copy today by going online to equip.org or by calling one of our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Now back to more of your questions and Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you, Randy. Right back to the phone lines. Richard next, listening on KUTR in Salt Lake City, Utah. Hi, Richard.
Oh, hi there, Hank. How you doing?
I'm good. Nice talking to you.
Well, it's nice talking to you as well. I tried Thursday to get a hold of your show, but you're just a busy man, so to speak. But my question is this. You know, I became a Christian here about 2 or 3 years ago. I used to be LDS, and, I came to know Christianity and embraced it. And my wife at the time was LDS. You know, I found out this last summer that, you know, she'd actually didn't want to be married to me anymore because of me being LDS, or not LDS, but Christian. And so she left me. You know, I tried keeping the marriage together and so forth, and she just wouldn't have it. Well, I went through the divorce, didn't want to, and here about 4 months ago or so, I came across a nice Christian woman. She's got two kids, and I've been thinking about marrying her. But I had a pastor here, was it this last Friday, tell me, because of me being married before, that it's not permitted for me to be married again. And I wanted to find out your take on it.
Well, I think that the ultimate good, Richard, is to work towards reconciliation. But if that door to reconciliation has been irrevocably closed, I would not say what that pastor has said to you. What the scripture actually says, and this is Paul speaking in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, is that if a unbelieving spouse leaves, the other party is not bound in that circumstance. On the other hand, says Paul, if the unbeliever is willing to stay in the relationship, the other party must not get a divorce. So the idea of divorce and remarriage and biblical grounds is something that we've dealt with pretty exhaustively at the Christian Research Institute. In fact, interestingly enough, we have a brand new issue, the Christian Research Journal, out, and a feature story in that journal is on biblical grounds for divorce and remarriage. So I would highly recommend that you get that article or get the magazine itself so you can read the article.
How can I get, two questions here from this point. For Paul, where can I find that in Paul, that scripture that you were just quoting me?
1 Corinthians chapter 7.
Okay, let me write this down.
1 Corinthians chapter 7.
1 Corinthians
chapter 7.
Okay,
yes.
And about that article, how can I get a hold of that?
Well, if you hang on, we can let you know how to get a copy of the Christian Research Journal right now.
Okay. I greatly appreciate it. Now, let me ask, I appreciate you answering my question.
You got it, my friend. Appreciate your call as well. And for everybody tuning in right now, remember Monday through Friday at this time, your call on air when you dial 888 Ask Hank. As Richard pointed out, sometimes it's hard to get through, but please be patient. Let's go back to the phone lines, talk to Andy, XM170 in West Virginia. Hi, Andy.
How you doing, Hank?
Good.
Got a simple question for you. My little boy just got saved about 3 months ago.
Uh-huh.
He is 6 years old. He has been questioning his father a lot about the Bible, mm-hmm. and just wants to know some information. He has stumbled upon a question that I cannot seem to find an answer for. He is huge into dinosaurs. Where in the Bible, or does it in the Bible, talk about dinosaurs besides Leviathan? That I can prove to him that God did make the dinosaurs and where they are in the scriptures.
Well, you can prove to him that God made the dinosaurs by looking at the book of nature. If you look at the book of nature, there are all kinds of dinosaurs that have been discovered, and therefore we know beyond the shadow of a doubt that they existed. Sir Richard Owen, actually, the famous paleontologist, coined that word, dinosaur. It actually means terrible lizard. Now, if you look at the book of nature, just as when you look at the Bible, you have to learn to read it for all it's worth, because there are some mistakes that have been made in the book of nature. Brontosaurus, for example, was a mistake. It's the wrong fossil head on the wrong body. But that does not discount the notion that there are real brontosauruses and real brachiosauruses as well. In fact, brachiosaurus is sort of a description that fits with what you see in Job chapter 40 and behemoth. Now, that does not mean that Job is talking about brachiosaurus. It's just that people say that the description of behemoth in Job 40 is strangely like brachiosaurus in the book of nature. But there are many Christians divided on this, and some say that the dinosaurs lived and died before God created man. And we really don't know on the basis of Scripture whether that's true. We have to answer that from God's other book, which is the book of nature. Scripture gives us a hierarchy of creation. It doesn't give us a chronology of creation.
That book of nature, can it be found probably online?
Well, the book of nature, what I'm talking about there, I'm using a metaphor. Just like the Bible is a book, I'm saying that God has revealed himself in nature as well. So the heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they proclaim knowledge. There's no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their words go out to the ends of the earth. In other words, if you look at the universe itself, the universe is a testimony to the God who created all things. So when I talk about the book of nature, I'm using book of nature in a metaphorical sense to talk about the world that God has created, which reveals the Creator himself.
Okay. All right. I know it was probably a crazy question, but a couple of my friends and my pastor have tried to see if we could find anything anywhere in the Bible. I'm just having a tough time, and I thought, ask Hank, see what he knows, if he can help me out.
Yeah, again, there are a lot of pastors that will look at Job 40 and Job 41 with Behemoth and Leviathan and say, here are examples of dinosaurs that lived at the same time as Job. Other pastors will look at this passage and say, that's poetic language, and therefore you cannot attribute this to a description of a real animal. It's poetic license to talk about the great things that God has created and the powerful things that God has created that dwarf man's power. And so there is that debate in Christian circles, and I'm saying that the notion of dinosaurs, A, is yes, they're real. B is you have to learn to read the book of nature adequately to figure out how old these dinosaurs are and therefore determine whether they predated man or lived at the same time as man, which is, of course, the debate within Christian circles. And all I'm saying is, with respect to the Bible, is the Bible really doesn't give us the timing. It gives us a hierarchy of creation, but not a chronology of creation. If you start reading Genesis 1 and 2 with respect to chronology, you get all messed up. And the reason you do is because Genesis 1 seems to indicate that plants and animals were created prior to man, and Genesis 2, man prior to plants and animals. So unless you understand that this is not chronological, but rather hierarchical, you end up with an apparent contradiction.
All right. Well, I thank you for your time, and I truly, honestly, enjoy your show. Driving home from work, I got about an hour drive every day, and I listen to you every chance I get, brother.
Well, thank you, and you really encourage your son in asking questions and do exactly what you just did. If you don't know the answer, tell your son, I don't know the answer, but I'll find out what it is. That
That's
way
exactly
you can have discussions with him, and he's not going to think, Christianity doesn't have a good answer.
All right, brother. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it. Thank you, Andy. And we're going to take a short station break. For those of you new to the broadcast, we are on live daily Monday through Friday with half-hour and full-hour broadcasts across the United States and Canada. If you're leaving us right now, you can catch the rest of the broadcast on XM170 Satellite Radio or at our website, live streaming at www.equip.org. We can also listen to our download prior broadcasts. And those of you listening to our full hour broadcast, please don't touch that dial, because we're going to be right back with more of the show, more of your questions. And as always, check us out on the World Wide Web for all kinds of great resources, including our award-winning magazine, the Christian Research Journal. Be right back.
Join Hank Hanegraaff and top apologist Lee Strobel, Steve Kreloff, and others as they challenge the skeptics at CRI's National Conference. Worship led by Grammy Award-winning musician Steve Camp. Plan now to attend the Battle for the Bible, a spectacular event you will not want to miss, May 7th and 8th in Tampa, Florida. For more information, visit us at equip.org. That's equip.org. Or call 877-768-2784, extension 100. Hank will return with more of the Bible Answer Man right after this. Don't be caught off guard by deception. Know what you believe about Jesus Christ and why. President of the Christian Research Institute and host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank Hanegraaff, wants to equip believers with the truth so that when confronted with a lie, it is recognized immediately. A book by Timothy Paul Jones will help you understand and refute popular conspiracy theories permeating our postmodern culture. The good news is that these theories are not new and are few in number. Jones precisely demonstrates how each theory falls short of their overblown claims. Order Conspiracies and the Cross today from CRI. And when you order, know that you're also supporting the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can order today online at equip.org or by calling one of our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Order your copy and you'll learn to accurately defend the gospel accounts of Jesus Christ. Master the main and plain things of historic Christianity in minutes and remember them for a lifetime. Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine is a user-friendly guide to doctrines that form the dividing line between the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of the cults using the hankronym DOCTRINE. D stands for Deity of Christ, O for Original Sin, C for Canon of Scripture, T for Trinity, R for Resurrection, I for Incarnation, N for New Creation, and E for Eschatology. To order Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine in an accessible, fully laminated, and easy-to-use flip chart that you can use to communicate boldly and confidently with precision and clarity, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or go to www.equip.org. That's equip.org. Jesus' last words to his disciples were to go therefore and make disciples of all nations. You can reach Spanish-speaking people with three of Hank's best-selling books in Spanish, The Apocalypse Code, Third Day, and The Prayer of Jesus. Additionally, you can listen to The Prayer of Jesus in Spanish on audio CD. Sharing these resources is a great way to reach out to a family member, friend, or neighbor whose first language is Spanish. To order, go to equip.org or call one of our resource consultants now at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. And now, back to Hank Hanegraaff and your questions.
Before we go to the questions, just a word about the Christian Research Journal. It's an award-winning magazine no Christian home should be without. You can subscribe on the World Wide Web at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And when you talk to our resource consultants, 888-7000 and the letters CRI. In the Christian Research Journal current edition, there is a very compelling article by Bill High on rethinking the theology of money. It's titled Short-Term Recession or Long-Term Winter. He starts out with the story of a man named Frank, who became a faithful tither. By the time he reached his 60s, he realized that he actually had more than enough to live on. And with that recognition, he set out to give away his wealth. And he, in the process, blew past tithing and found himself giving more than 50% of his income in a single year. Frank is now almost 77 years old, and he intends to give away his remaining wealth before he dies. On the other side of the coin, there's a boomer. His name is Steve. He's 40-something. And he admitted to having his business first and his family after that, primarily because of his love of money. Well, Frank represents one of the greatest generations that formed the very backbone of our country in terms of work and ethics and moral values and even generosity. And behind that generation stand the boomers, people like Steve, who are more uncertain about their values and their giving. So the question is this: what happens when Frank's generation has died out? In this current economic downturn, many churches and charities across the country are feeling the answer to that question because giving is generally down. There's been a 31% decrease in giving to nonprofits alone, nonprofits like the Christian Research Institute. And the question on the minds of many is whether this is a temporary cyclical phenomenon or a long-term trend. The troubling cracks on the horizon suggest this might be more than just a temporary freeze. Now, there are four key factors that influence giving, and I want to spend just a moment talking about the first one. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk about the second one. Hopefully, throughout the week, I'll talk about those four factors. But right now, I want to mention the first factor, and that's a theology of money. And listen carefully. The early church was a group of people whose anticipation of the coming kingdom dynamically affected their giving as well as their living. And Paul, of course, drove home that message. He said we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. Well, the impact of that kind of theology in light of eternity caused believers to hold loosely to their world possessions. Well, as the years passed, the coming kingdom seemed less imminent, and with less immediacy, the ownership message was lost to Christianity. Many churches taught that giving was simply defined as tithing. Give 10% and you have arrived. And I suspect the church has not yet fully realized how deeply ingrained that message became. In reality, Scripture has always been clear that God is the owner of everything. We are stewards. God is the owner. The earth is the Lord's, everything in it, the world, all who live in it. In recognizing God's ownership, there are clear implications. First, even if I give 10%, I'm still accountable to God for the remaining 90%. Second, because I ultimately will not keep anything anyway, I should use all the resources God has entrusted to me for eternal purposes. It is time to return to a biblical theology of giving, particularly in light of the upcoming demographic trends. And again, those trends radically impact the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. We took a big step of faith. And oftentimes we see God part the Red Sea when we get to the Red Sea. Well, we took a huge step of faith. We decided that we would expand our radio presence. This was a great step of faith for this ministry, particularly in light of the fact that we had just retired a huge debt that we owed to one broadcasting company, and we still have one debt to pay. And when that debt was paid, we decided we are going to step to the Red Sea, as it were, and continue expanding our radio broadcast ministry. Why? Because we see this ministry bearing abundant, abiding fruit. But in that process, it's critical that I let you know that we cannot stay on radio stations around the country that we have recently gone on unless God's people catch the vision, stand with this ministry, and see this as a means of communicating a message that is sorely, dare I say, desperately needed in the church today. We do what we do because truth matters. And as a result of that, people are coming out of the kingdom of the cults, the world of the occult, world religions, and they're being equipped to be reproducing disciple makers. And they're getting beyond all the nonsense that you find in churches today in finding healthy, well-balanced churches to communicate with, to interact in, and to extend the kingdom of God through. So we're asking you to stand with this ministry prayerfully and financially. Without you on the team, the Red Sea is not going to part. God has decided that he's going to use human agency. That's God's plan. He could do it himself, but he uses people. So if you are one of those who has benefited from this ministry, we need you to stand with us prayerfully and financially. Right now, as a way of saying thank you, I want to put a tool into your hands. We always want to equip you. And that tool is Resurrection, Memorable Keys to the Greatest Feat in History. It's a way in which you can master the essence of the resurrection in minutes and remember it for a lifetime. It's a memorable defense of the central event in Christianity. Human history and your future forever changed by what happened the first Easter 2,000 years ago. Resurrection, Memorable Keys to the Greatest Feat in History, a 4x6 laminated flip chart you can put in your pocket or purse. you can give away is a terrific tool to equip you with the cornerstone of the Christian faith, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which ensures your resurrection as well. Resurrection, Memorable Keys to the Greatest Feat in History, available right now for your gift to the ministry. Please be generous. We need you to stand with us. We have a looming deficit this month that we have to meet, and there are a few days left in the month. So please step up the plate. Some of you can give large amounts, some of you smaller amounts. Together we can meet the pressing need of the ministry and continue bearing abundant, abiding fruit on radio stations across the country. Check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can give there in a safe, secure fashion. You can give via the mail, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Again, we need you to stand with us prayerfully and financially. And as my way of saying thank you, resurrection right now, Memorable Keys to the Greatest Feat in History, on its way to you. Let us hear from you today. We need to hear from you today. And while you're at it, remember that the Christian Research Journal is an award-winning magazine. The article that I referenced in my dialogue with you just now is available in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal. You can log on to the World Wide Web once again at equip.org, order online. You can order via the mail. Again, that address, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or just pick up the phone, talk to our resource consultants, 888-7000, the letter CRI. We'll be right back with your questions in just a moment. Please don't touch that dial.
Get ready to set sail for the adventure of a lifetime. Don't miss our Western Caribbean cruise May 9th through 16th, just a few weeks away. Sailing out of Tampa Bay, Florida, you'll join Hank Hanegraaff and award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp for seven packed days of worship and study on board the stately Carnival Legend. Hank will teach daily on the inerrancy of God's Word, the relationship of the Bible and tradition, and the application of Scripture to today's most pressing issues. Incredibly low rates include all conference fees, accommodations, and dining. Dates in May make it a perfect way to honor mothers or celebrate special graduates. Adventure awaits you and your family. So for more information or to register today, go to our website at equip.org or call our friends at Sovereign Cruises at 877-768-2784, extension 101. Hank Hanegraaff will be right back, so don't go away.
From Genesis to Revelation, every word of the New King James Bible is performed in dramatic audio theater by over 500 actors and narrated by Michael York.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
With sound design by one of the top studios in the industry and scored with original music composed and conducted by Maestro Stefano Manetti. The Word of Promise Audio Bible puts the listener in the moment when Moses leads the children of Israel, Daniel walks into the lion's den, and when Jesus lives as man here on earth.
Order the Word of Promise audio Bible on CD or MP3 from CRI by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org.
Is the Antichrist alive today?
Will the temple be rebuilt?
Are we living in the tribulation?
What is the mark of the beast?
Is Armageddon just around the corner? These questions and many others burn in the minds of millions. Breaking the code of the Book of Revelation has become an international obsession. Yet the secret to understanding the last book of the Bible is not current events or recent history, but within the rest of the Bible. The Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff covers today's most asked prophecy questions. Much more, it reveals why answering them correctly matters so much today. Yet it does not offer another model of the end times. Rather, it presents a method by which you can read the Bible for all it's worth. The Apocalypse Code unravels the mystery of current and future events and paves a path in Scripture interpretation. To order, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it on our website at equip.org. When Charles Darwin was writing his famed The Origin of Species, it was well known at the time that the first fossils of animals appeared suddenly and without predecessors. So there was a deep dilemma about what his theory told him to expect to find and the facts. Darwin's Dilemma on DVD explores the mystery of the Cambrian explosion and the scientific controversy that still surrounds it. Where are the missing transitional forms that Darwin's theory requires? Can any undirected evolutionary process explain the origin of animals? Filmed on four continents, this fascinating documentary examines some of the most important fossil discoveries ever made. The Cambrian explosion was actually an explosion of biological information, information that points unmistakably to foresight, purpose, and intelligent design. Order Darwin's Dilemma, The Mystery of the Cambrian Fossil Record from CRI by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org. Our passion and purpose at the Christian Research Institute is to equip believers worldwide with the truth about cults, culture, and Christianity, so that when faced with distortions of the truth or false teachings, it is instantly recognizable. But we need ministry partners to both pray for our work and to partner with us financially. Would you consider joining the Bible Answer Man support team? These monthly donors are the backbone of our financial support for our broadcasts, publications, and outreach activities. To stand with these dedicated ministry partners, call CRI today at 888-7000-274. You can also join the support team or find out answers to your questions by going to our safe and secure website at equip.org. We now return to today's program. Once again, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and we go to our callers. Let's talk to Donna in Ada, Oklahoma. Hi, Donna.
Yes, hello, Hank. Please comment on the teachings of Jensen Franklin.
Well, he's not a teacher that I would recommend. He's a Word of Faith preacher, and I've written about that in a book called Christianity Crisis, 21st Century. He teaches a little God's doctrine, giving to get. He teaches a deliverance model of spiritual warfare and generational curses. He's all over the map with bad doctrine.
Okay. I had that feeling. So thank you very much.
You got it. Thank you so much for your call. We have a clip of Franklin Jensen, and I think it or Jensen Franklin, I should say. It might be edifying or maybe instructive would be a better word to hear this particular clip. I'll play it and comment.
See, I believe if you sow seed right now, when I'm talking about, this is the place. In that field that you're in, God will honor your faith. This is the place. Do you need to sell a home? Do you need to sell a house? You need to sow a seed and say, this is the place. I can't tell you what's going to happen to the rest of these houses for sale, but this place is going to sell in Jesus' name. You need to decree it. You need to decree it over your place where you are, that position. Others may lose their job, but why don't you just sow a seed and say, Father, I'm agreeing that this is the place. And when the layoffs are happening, you're going to preserve me. You're going to make a way for me. You're going to help me. Sow the seed and decree, this is the place.
You know, I don't even think I'm going to comment on this. This is self-evident nonsense. It's a give-to-get scheme. And the place that this Jensen Franklin is trying to get people to sow their seed in this particular clip is the Trinity Broadcasting Network, which is an embarrassment to the kingdom of Christ. More false teachers and nonsense per square foot than one could imagine. There's not a dump truck big enough to haul the heresy out of that place. Let's go back to the phone lines, talk to Carrie. Carrie's listening in Glen Carvin, Illinois. Hi, Carrie. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, I listen to your show all the time, and it's really inspiring, and I want to thank you for that.
You got it. Thank you.
No, I lost a friend to Reiki, and I did have some Reiki treatments, and I had a bad experience with it. And I told her it felt like I was sinning, and she didn't believe me, and she didn't believe that I experienced, I guess, bad forces or demons and that. And what I'm concerned about, I know a lot of Christians who do Reiki, and they say it's a gift from God. And my friend, who doesn't acknowledge me anymore, she believes that as well, and she kept saying, no, it is from Jesus, it's from Jesus. And I'm trying to find something to where, I mean, I was thinking about mailing her a card or something, because she won't acknowledge me, but it's just put on my heart. And I know God guides us, our footsteps in that, and for some reason we cross paths, and it's just, my heart's just aching for her.
Well, I'm glad it is. I'm glad it is. I'm glad it is. I'm glad that you care, because this is a system that reflects New Age and occultic practices that are clearly condemned in the Bible. The messages are channeled by means of spirits called masters, and you know, the guy who supposedly developed it was allegedly a Christian, but he developed this system through Hindu writings. So it's not something that you can reconcile with Christianity, and unfortunately, it is communicated as though it were a system that is completely in harmony with Christian worldview. That's simply not the case. So your insight on this is spot on.
Good, because I know since childhood I've experienced things, and I know God's given me a gift, and a pastor when I was stationed on Guam told me I have the gift of discernment. And my friend at the time, she thought, oh, well, Reiki would really help you. And I just had this gut feeling, and I kept telling her, no, I think this is wrong. But she kept throwing verses at me. See, she knows the Bible too, but not well enough. And I was starting to do research, and I had the attack, and I told her I have to distance myself, but I want to keep in touch, because I every time I got close to her, I'd feel the attack.
Sure, and the way discernment works is to become so familiar with the genuine article that when counterfeits like this loom on the horizon, you know it instantaneously. And we all need to discern. This is not just a gift for some. This is a mandate for all, because Satan is in the business of packaging and repackaging the lie for popular consumption. If he presented error in its naked deformity, no one would buy into it. But that's not what he does. He makes it look like a wonderful bauble, and we are tempted to embrace it. But in the process, we can be dangerously damaged. Want to go back to the phone lines, talk to Dwayne, listening on KCVN in Nebraska. Hi, Dwayne.
Hi, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I have a question that I could argue either side of. I just respect your opinion, and I would like to know what you think.
But, okay.
The question is, was Jesus placed in Mary's womb as an embryo, or was there an actual genetic relationship between the man Jesus and his mother Mary?
No, there is a genetic relationship. Christian Orthodoxy has consistently maintained that Jesus is one person with two natures, divine and human. And in the incarnation, God takes on that an additional nature, that human nature. So he's one person with two natures, 100% human, 100% divine. Well, Christian Orthodoxy has also held that Jesus was an actual child of Mary. And in light of modern science, we could say that Mary passed on her genes to Jesus. But even in saying that, we have to be very respectful of the mystery of incarnation. We must ultimately acknowledge that incarnation is beyond our ken. It is a miraculous mystery. Humans have 46 chromosomes, so presumably Mary would have contributed 23, and God would have created the needed 23 chromosomes. We don't know how. That's where the mystery lies.
Okay. Well, thank you. That is a good answer.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And this is one of the things that we have to recognize when we're talking about the incarnation, when we're talking about the nature of God. How do you comprehend one God revealed in three persons who are eternally distinct? At the end of the day, you say, I don't. I'm not infinite. I'm finite. How can the finite fully grasp the infinite? We can't. So we apprehend what God has condescended to reveal to us on bended knee. It's not a contradiction, but it is a mystery. And the same thing is true with respect to the incarnation. I'm going to stay right here for an extra hour. Once we go off the air, we'll continue taking your calls right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. If you're hanging on, do be patient. I will get to you if you're dialing in. The number in the U.S. or Canada to call right now for the next hour, 888-ASK-HANK. That translates to 888-275-4265. Again, for the next hour, we'll be taking your calls. And do remember, as mentioned on this broadcast, we need people to step up to the plate, stand with this ministry prayerfully and financially. If you can make a contribution today, it is sorely needed for the cause of the kingdom. You can check it out, given a safe, secure fashion on the World Wide Web at equip.org. So long for now. Thanks for tuning in.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast, which reaches millions of people. The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers answers to over 170 questions that typically stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the faith once for all delivered to the saints. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all of the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus new answers to some of today's toughest questions. Get your copy of this 550-page leather hardbound Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, packed with answers you need to more of today's challenging questions about the Bible and Christianity, for your gift to the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. Also, for your gift of $100 or more, receive a personalized copy and help support CRI at this critical time when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute.
Outside of the holy words of Jesus and the Holy Spirit-inspired writings of the Bible, the words of men such as Augustine, Martin Luther, and Jonathan Edwards have most stirred the Christian church throughout history.
I seek an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade.
Now, these timeless works have been captured on CD by master storyteller Max MacLean in a collection called Classics of the Christian Faith. This high-quality compilation contains five of the greatest works by five of the greatest leaders of church history. It will enhance your Christian walk and give you a new appreciation for our rich heritage.
My conscience is captive to the Word of God. Here I stand. I can do no other. God help me.
Classics of the Christian Faith CD Collection, narrated by Max MacLean. To order, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Find it on our website at equip.org.
Don't all religions lead to God?
What is truth?
Aren't the Bible's views on homosexuality outdated?
What's wrong with Wicca?
Teens question everything. They need real answers. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has come out with the Bible Answer Book for students.
Hank took all the Q&As from Bible Answer Book 1 and 2 that are important to students and came up with real answers that make sense to us.
82 questions on topics that are on the minds of students today about God, the Bible, eternity, even social issues are covered, like stem cell research, capital punishment, homosexuality, and many others.
The Bible Answer Book for students is perfect to share with your non-believing friends, those looking for spiritual answers, with new Christians, or for you.
The Bible Answer Book for students by by Hank Hanegraaff. Order your copy. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. It's also available online at equip.org.